This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, we're glad to have you with us. It's hour two. We're underway. 10 days left. That's all we've got. 10 more days to keep a criminal in the White House or in prison, one of the two. Anyway, we're glad to have you in hour two. You saw the sign there if you're watching on Biz TV. Alicia Krauss is our contributor tonight in the Ladies Lounge. She's one of the five original ladies that joined us on Late Night with Kevin McCullough. That was a weeknight broadcast here, and it got so successful they put it in drive time. And so we don't get to talk to her in the evenings as much anymore, but she still makes a regular appearance every now and then here on the weekends, and we're glad to have her. She is a morning co-host at our wonderful flagship station for the Salem Media Group there in Los Angeles, KRLA AM 870 The Answer. And she also represents an organization called Prager University that I'll ask her about on top of that. She's also formerly worked with Mr. Sean Hannity, the great American, and she is also she's a gun owner, she's a mom, she does all these things with great aplomb, and we're really honored to have Alicia Krauss back with us in the Ladies Lounge tonight. Alicia, welcome.
Thank you. Busy day, huh?
Yeah. No, busy weekend.
Oh my gosh.
And how
Friday news dump.
I want to know something. You've worked campaigns. Supposedly the way Friday went down was Comey sent the letter sometime mid-morning, and the Hillary team doesn't have internet on their plane. So they were mid-flight when it gets announced. The press on the ground when they land in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, already knew about it. She didn't. She comes down that gangplank, and they're asking her all the questions. She's just waving and smiling and whatever. And you know that the phone started exploding the minute that they hit the runway. So she goes in, hey, let's kill all of our kids abortion rally with Cecile Richards there in Cedar Rapids. And it wasn't until today that she actually addressed the issue. And I want to play a clip, and I want to get your response to all of this. But, Nick, re-hit that clip. This is from earlier today, Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail. Take a listen.
That some of you may have heard about a letter that the FBI director sent out yesterday. If you're like me, you probably have a few questions about it. It is pretty strange. It's pretty strange to put something like that out with such little information right before an election. In fact, it's not just strange, it's unprecedented, and it is deeply troubling because voters deserve to get full and complete facts. And so we've called on Director Comey to explain everything right away, put it all out on the table, right?
All right, that's enough. I can't take the voice anymore. Alicia Krauss is with us. Alicia, you've now heard and seen that clip. Your reaction to how she's handling this bombshell that went off yesterday?
You know, it is kind of fascinating because I think back in July when Comey listed out every single thing that she was negligent in and did utterly wrong, we were saying it was unprecedented for an FBI director to not recommend charges based on every single attorney that I talked to and even lefty attorneys like that were on television. And now she's using that same word, unprecedented, to make this seem like it's unfair. The bottom line is what happened on Thursday, based on all the evidence that we have, is that Comey found out from his investigators working on the Anthony Weiner, you know, texting with a minor.
Completely unrelated
and brought him new information. And he said, wow, I got to reopen this. And he wrote a letter to Congress informing them, as is his job to do. I understand that historically that this hasn't happened. I mean, Democratic nominees in the past at the DOJ and the FBI have apparently postponed things and not sent subpoenas and stuff like that until after an election. And I understand people on the left and the right kind of saying, hey, it doesn't matter who it is, that this could affect an election. But I think that the American taxpayer has a right to know. And I think maybe in a way, Comey is proving himself as the honest person that people said he was all along, and saying, if there's new information here, I have to reopen this. I don't care if we're 12 days away from an election or not.
That's an interesting observation. Alicia Krauss is who we're speaking with. You can follow her on Twitter at Alicia Krauss, K-R-A-U-S-S. Let me just posit this, because there's so many theories on how July went down, right? So he comes out, he lays out the litany. And literally, the 100 FBI agents that worked the case and the 6 DOJ under-attorneys that worked the case thought two things unanimously. We just found this out from a leak a couple of weeks ago. But the FBI people all thought she should lose her security clearance. They were unanimous on that. And all the DOJ lawyers thought she should have been indicted. I had Katie Fang, former federal prosecutor, on this show a couple of weeks ago. She said, with what they had, with the ones that they rebuilt from the bleach bit, she said, I could have gotten a conviction on that. She said that the fact that they didn't have, you know, more to go on, maybe it was a judgment call on Comey's case. But I think everybody believes that if all the underlings say that the evidence points to it, and then Comey says, I don't think I'll get an indictment out of Justice Department, you know that that's just Loretta Lynch. And you knew that Lynch had the 35-minute hee-haw with Bubba out on the out on the runway. Like, you can put all of the dot-to-dot together on how that got squashed. Alicia, I have to think that on some level, because they're saying this could be tens of thousands, that sounds a lot like 33,000 to me, that this could be like a slave computer that your email just gets dumped into, that Huma was, you know, being carboned on a bunch of stuff that Hillary was just having sent to her office on a regular basis. This may be the original treasure trove. This could be the 30,000 in an untouched, pure form that, had they followed the subpoenas when they were given them, might have been turned over in the first case.
You know, that's an interesting speculation, and it also speaks to, you know, the connection and the friendship and the relationship that Hillary and Huma have had for a very long time. And I'm not talking about the allegations of them being lesbian lovers. I'm just talking
I don't believe that one, but yeah.
But I mean, people joke about it all the time, and of course it's been flying around Twitter all for the last 36 hours. But more specifically, like, you and I both know that there's members of our staff or people that we've worked with, the great American Sean Hannity that I worked for 7 years, that's still a mentor to me today. And like, I've always said, he's like a second dad to me. If I had done something as neglectful as what Huma did, I would have been fired, and rightfully so. Anyone in the private sector would be. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens with this case overall and the consequences, if any, that Hillary Clinton will have to deal with, but also the consequences, if any, of what Huma will have to deal with because of her, it appears to be gross negligence of once again using a civilian, non-classified, you know, device to talk about all of these things. And it's an interesting speculation that you just brought up that I hadn't heard before.
Well, and I was thinking about my own email patterns. You know, I run a small company. I have 5 employees, and I've got devices. I've got a desktop in my studios that are near my house. I've got a desktop in the studios that are in the lower Manhattan. I've got a laptop that I take back and forth with me. I've got an iPad I use regularly. I've got a phone. My email accounts come to all of those places. I was to try to delete an email permanently, I would need to go to the server, now also to my cloud. I would then need to go to each of my devices and eliminate it one by one. If this was a computer that maybe she had used at one point, kind of set it off to the side, maybe Anthony was using it for his activities more in the recent history, but it still had that active email account on there from HillaryClinton.com, because that's where these emails were originating and going to. It could have been on there, and everybody in the loop just forgot it was there. It's so possible that that's how this whole thing came down. Or maybe they thought they had partitioned it and it was in a private section of the computer on a under a different sign-in or whatever. But the FBI, doing their due diligence on this pervert case with Wiener, stumbles across this. If it's as big as and expansive as what they're saying it is, and Alicia, I can't think that it could be anything less than that to force Comey's hand. He didn't want to make this issue political. That's why he did what he did in July. He didn't want that. This has to be something enormous that's pushing him in this direction.
Or option B, which I agree with you that it has to be something, because I don't think that he'd reopen the case just for nothing, right?
Right.
But I have also one. I did wonder the moment I heard it was, even if it's a small something, like even if it's an email, and this was my thought yesterday morning, which, gosh, I hate it when this stuff breaks after I'm off the air because I have so much to say and so many questions. And it's happened the last couple of Friday news dumps on our show for 6 to 9 a.m. on the West Coast. But my initial thought was, is this Comey saying to the world,
Hold that thought, Alicia. We're coming right back. It's Kevin McCullough. We're right up against the break.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies?
That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
What a little moonlight can do.
It's Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're with us, as always, on Saturday nights. And glad to welcome back Alicia Krauss to the Ladies' Lounge, as we are often desiring to help highlight the brilliant women in media. And some of them, I feel like, just get the shortchange everywhere else. So we want to give them a little more time. And that's why we do this every Saturday night. Plus, I just love talking to really smart people. So that's why we have the great lineup that we do. Anyway, Alicia is a morning co-host on AM 870 The Answer in Los Angeles. So for those of you watching on the Los Angeles Biz TV channel tonight, every weekday morning, 6 to 9, she's right there live and local for you. And she's also a part of a group called Prager University, which we will get a brief endorsement of here shortly. But Alicia, just before we went to the break, and the computer cuts us off on that network stuff, we don't have any choice on it.
That's okay.
You were saying that yesterday you were contemplating about what made sense to you about this, and you were coming to a focal point. I wanted you to because you left us hanging all commercial break. Oh, I want to know what your focal point ended up on.
Yeah, so as I was driving my car listening to this stuff, saying, you've got to be kidding me, going to and from PragerU meetings, actually. We've got some big stuff coming up in 2017. I was thinking, okay, remember back in February when everyone was saying, was this a political decision? And all of the cards kind of lined up to make it look as if it was Comey making a political decision based on Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton's meeting on the tarmac and all of this other stuff, even though we knew all of the underlings. Some of us knew before others because of sources that we had, unnamed sources, that said that there were people within the FBI and even the DOJ that thought that Hillary Clinton should have been charged with these things and things should have moved forward. Mm-hmm. And people speculated, what was in it for Comey? Why did he make this decision? And so my initial thought was really, is this him kind of trying to regain his reputation that he's had as a straight-laced guy for a really long time? Obviously, if there's enough evidence that comes out to prove otherwise, I don't think he would have done this if there had been zero evidence to show that the case needed to be reopened. I don't think he'd be that eager to fix his name recognition in that way.
Well, but to your point, I don't think that he would risk reopening it on something small where it could end up making him look exactly the opposite again. Like I don't think I just have to think that it's got to be a nuclear atom bomb packed thing that they found of some variety. Otherwise, there's nothing in it for him to revisit the thing. He could literally say, "We've dealt with this. If these are just remakes of the rebuilt emails, we've already handled that." Go ahead.
If these were duplicate emails that they had already found on the other servers, but this makes me think that they are completely new emails, and they must contain information that is classified or information that is top secret or information that is incriminating, correct? I mean, because we now know when Hillary Clinton sat down with the FBI, and this is something Rudy Giuliani almost laughably keeps bringing up to mainstream media reporters,
right,
that, Hillary claimed that he keeps pushing this thing, and he's like, this is crazy. And I think every single average American, like you and I, are like, this is crazy. But she's claiming that she thought that the letter C on a folder email was the alphabetical order. That's outrageous.
Well,
like, thinks that?
Well, now that the Podesta email batch has been really run through and WikiLeaks has made it all available, and now that we know that they've been validated as well, thank you to the hackers that did that to prove Donna Brazile wrong. Now that that has been put out there, you do have some implications that there may have been a cover-up underway after the subpoenas had been issued. So if this was a machine that for some reason got all of Huma's emails, there may have been communications within the last few days that could end up being implicating of crimes that were committed or attempted crimes that were committed over the course of the investigation. There may be brand new stuff that's on here, because if they just forgot about it, if it was just sitting there, it was a desktop that they weren't using or a laptop that they weren't using except when they...
Yeah, these emails could be a couple years old. I mean, Huma has been on the campaign trail with Hillary nonstop for the last 18 months. And my husband has a desktop I've used maybe once or twice, but typically, like you pointed out in the last segment, you know, you have your iPhone, you have your iPad, you have, I have my Anchor. There's all these things. I mean, if somebody, if the FBI ever needed to look at my phone, they'd find that Netflix currently plays My Little Pony over and over because my 3-year-old gets a hold of it. But there are all these devices. It will be laughable and also kind of insane considering that you have people like Cheryl Mills and Huma Abedin and Robbie Mook and, you know, Jennifer Palmieri, John Podesta, and all these people cleaning up the Clinton crap for them for years and years and years. If this was really a forgotten electronic device that ends up screwing them up, I mean, come on.
Well, everything they've handled, everything they've handled with it, when it comes
to, like, a political comedy at that point.
Everything they've touched, though, with technology, they are some of the dumbest techno nerds I've ever seen. Like, they honestly seem to not understand what technology does.
Remember when Ed Henry at Fox News asked her, you know, did you wipe the server
with a towel?
Like, yep. With a cloth was the exact response. And everybody kind of was like, well, you know, I really genuinely think that she is electronically and, like, technologically dumb enough that she wasn't asking that sarcastically or to be catty. She was asking that defensively, like, is that how I would do it? Like, is that what you're
saying?
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm willing to go that far, but I do think, and I have thought for a long time, that even how they've lied about this stuff. Like, Donna Brazile on with Megan last week going, well, I don't know that those emails are real, and I've never seen, and then you have a bunch of hackers that validate them with off-the-shelf validation software. Like, they didn't even have to write code to figure them out. Like, they just could plug in something, and it immediately validated the emails that WikiLeaks had been leaking. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You've worked campaigns. If you were inside the camps, what are you advising, particularly Team Trump, to do between now and 10 days from now?
Hammer it, hammer it, hammer it, hammer it. I mean, you know, I'm not a fan of the Donald, but I would say, like, definitely point out, well, first of all, I being a never Trumper, would appreciate an apology for him for donating to these corrupt people in the past. But obviously he doesn't, you know, on the larger, for the general public, for Republicans, I think that might help, but for the general public, in order to get independents and maybe even some of these burners over to his side and millennials as well, he should point out all of the ways that he is not Hillary Clinton and all of the things that he will do in his first 100 days of office. And he's really got to start being nice to other Republicans down ballot. Because I'm not sure that this is enough to influence the presidential campaign.
Yeah, I was asking specifically about this issue. But so, and if you were going to advise Hillary on how to survive the next 10 days, what would your advice be to her?
Go away and shut up. I mean, seriously, that's what she's been doing anyway. And the Trump campaign likes to say that she's napping. She's already said all she can. I mean, it's interesting that she and other Democrats seem to be, I mean, you saw the Podesta letter yesterday.
Yeah.
He seemed to be kind of taunting the FBI, saying, show us what you got. And I'm not a great poker player, but I figure that typically if you're going to call somebody's bluff, you really want to know that it's a bluff. And they might end up being out bluffed here.
Well, and that's the thing. I think that they're calling him to do that because they don't know what he has. And so they don't know how to construct their lies to respond to it until they figure out what's actually in there.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's
absolutely
crazy.
I think that there's an element she could be trying to call their bluff, not because...
She needs to write narrative. She's got to figure out what to say. Yep, you're exactly right. Okay, Alicia Krauss, thank you as always. And check out PragerU. It's where they teach what isn't taught, and it's a great thing, and I wanted to do more with it. But we're out of time, and Alicia's got to run. So thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. All right, coming right back, your calls the rest of the way. What do you think should be done as it relates to the election from this point on? Kevin McCullough, live from New York, it's Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, live from New York. Welcome so much to talk about every Saturday night, and we always try to have a little bit of fun and have a little bit of a laugh. It's just hard to sometimes, but I did run across a great cartoon. Those of you listening by way of radio, I'll try to narrate this for you. There's this wonderful cartoon that came across my path today. It's Hillary doing a press conference. And, you know, of course, her slogan is Stronger Together. So she's standing behind the podium, and she's saying Stronger Together, and she's got her hands raised, and she's wearing the white pantsuit that she wore at the last debate, and there's an FBI officer just out of the spotlight, and she's handcuffed to him. is that what we should be hoping for? 888-340-3373. These, whatever they found, and I have no idea what it is. I have a hunch. I wrote about it in my new piece at TheBingeThinker.com. You can read it, forward it to your friends, see what they think. I was actually surprised Alicia hadn't thought of it, because when I mentioned it in the ladies' lounge, she actually said, I hadn't thought about that. But what? How important is this to you? Do you care that she may now have been caught red-handed with the massive numbers of felonies and other things being committed, and evidence is there? If you're a Hillary supporter, are you going to support her anyway? Are you going to vote for her anyway? I'm just curious. I don't understand. I guess I just don't understand the modern Democratic Party, because it seems like they're willing to put up with a lot of nonsense. But maybe someone has an idea about that. Let's go to Ivanhoe, California. That's not far from the Fresno area there. That's where Biz TV is on the air. And Sandra has been very patient. Sandra, thanks for your patience. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Happy Saturday to you.
Hi, Kevin. I cannot believe this. I mean, if nothing else, people that were going to vote for her should be thinking, where is this woman's judgment to have even contact with a person that that has these emails? He's a criminal. He's a real sexual predator. And then she's got a husband that sleeps in everybody's bed, and they're going to sit there and talk about women's rights?
Yeah.
And not to mention that the security of our country is at stake. And they couldn't find a bunch of emails. Do you ever think that maybe they purposely dumped these emails into that server?
Well, see, that's...
Because the guy's wife is in, on her campaign.
Right. No, I think that I actually think the reverse of that is true. I think they thought they had erased them all. And I think they literally just forgot that this potential computer could have been gathering the ones that they thought they had destroyed. Obviously,
I think she thought she hid them.
Obviously, after they were subpoenaed and they were told by the Congress and by the federal judge, you have to turn over all the emails. In fact, there was an order from Congress not to destroy any emails. So the fact that she even destroyed the 30,000 that she did violated that subpoena. But I think they thought, oh, we skated.
Well, I used to be a district attorney in L.A., and I would prosecute this woman.
Every prosecutor I've talked to said the same thing. They think they've got more than enough to convict her.
Oh, yeah. It just, you know, and this is our lives that she's fooling with, our security of our country.
Yeah.
And I don't understand what people that are going to vote for this woman don't get that in their heads, that she's putting us in danger.
It's difficult.
Our sons, our daughters, everybody, they're going to have to fight to protect us from what this woman's doing.
Sandra, I so appreciate your passion, and thank you for the call. It's really true, though. What Sandra's saying is true. And all you have to do to really see for yourself is just talk to people that serve in the intelligence services or in the military service. Because if any of them had handled classified information the same way she has, they would all be doing time. And I've heard this from people that I know that are currently serving and many that have served in the past. 888-340-3373. But we're 10 days away. We're 10 days away. Is it too late? Is the cake already baked? Are the people that supporting her going to support her regardless of whether or not these emails actually do radiate the proof that she should be going to jail? And if the emails do prove that, do you want the election to go forward? Do you want her to stand for election in 10 days? She said that the voters deserve to have all the information. She's been the one that's kept most of the information from the voters. What is your thought on this? As whatever it is that they found, and we're assuming that it's emails, but whatever it was that they found on this device in the Anthony Weiner, Huma Abedin home, they were investigating under a completely different case, weren't even looking at it for the Hillary case. Should this matter, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Three phone lines open, coming right back.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
1681. Kevin McCullough live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. If you're watching on Biz TV, that was a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge, and we are grateful to have you with us on this Saturday evening. We're talking about the big news story of the week, and it came on Friday afternoon. FBI Director Jim Comey deciding that the case against Hillary Rodham Clinton needed to be reopened. So that's what he's done. And evidently this all stems from devices subpoenaed and investigated during the Anthony Weiner sexting case. He was caught sexting a 15-year-old who happens to be a minor. And so they're considering charges against him for those things. In the process of investigating that, they evidently found things that seem to imply that Hillary has had some sort of wrongdoing as it pertained to her emails. We're still waiting for what the evidence of that is, but they've seen it, and they saw it. They saw that there was enough there to reopen the case. And this is the Obama administration's FBI. This is his appointee, Loretta Lynch, James Comey, all these guys on Obama's watch, and Obama had done everything he could to protect Hillary up until this point. So this is really, really, really stunning. Why is it stunning? Partly because Hillary has had such what I consider to be a hubristic and arrogant approach to being accountable to the American people. You remember back in the summer when they were asking her about the servers at press conference, back when she still did press conferences? Here's a highlight that I don't think many people will ever forget. This is her talking to Fox News' Ed Henry. Take a listen.
That's all I can say. I have no idea. That's why we turned it over. With a cloth or something? No. I don't know how it works digitally at all. I do not have any. Ed, I know you want to make a point.
Yeah, Ed, I know you want to make a point, like making me tell the truth. But I'm going to lie to you for as long as I can. So you keep asking me questions, and I'm just going to lie. Nah, 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 nah. You can't make me listen. That I forgot how powerful that clip was. Just watching her body language, she's just like a nervous Nelly. I think at the time they were afraid that they wouldn't be able to cover all the bases. It looks like they may not have. This was from earlier today. This is her still trying to make the point that, oh, the voters deserve all the facts. Take a listen.
I'm sure that some of you may have heard about a letter that the FBI director sent out yesterday. Well, if you're like me, you probably have a few questions about it. It is pretty strange. It's pretty strange to put something like that out with such little information right before an election. In fact, it's not just strange, it's unprecedented, and it is deeply troubling because voters deserve to get full and complete facts.
That's it. I'm done with that. Full and complete facts. Yes, Hillary, we do. And if you had not destroyed emails, told your people to keep out the emails that went to the president, decided not to comply with subpoenas and everything else. If you had just decided to give everything to them when they asked, or better yet, never had the private server, you wouldn't even be having this conversation. You think voters deserve the full facts? Why don't you start giving them? Well, that's kind of a tough one. Let's go to Steve in Salt Lake City. He's listening to the Truth Network on AM 870. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, how you doing, sir? Listen, who regulates y'all and the TV stations? The FCC.
I don't own any television stations, Steve. What's your point?
Okay, well, my point is that this release of by the FBI. Attaching it to Wiener, it's all deliberate. It's all setting up for, because when she becomes president, okay, and the reason why she's becoming this president, okay, is just to set up so that so the public portrays her as a victim, and once the FBI offer a case, when she becomes president.
Now, that doesn't make any sense, but okay.
What do you mean? Do you think they just found these emails?
Yeah, I do.
They had these emails during the first investigation, okay?
No, they didn't, Steve. No, they didn't.
Yeah, this whole election's been conditioning.
Okay,
correct?
Thank you. Thank you. You're a conspiracy nut, but thank you. I appreciate it. No, I don't think that they had what they now have before last Thursday, because based on what they found last Thursday was why Director Comey wrote the letter to Congress. I know that some of the people that do the conspiracy things, you have to live in your little worlds to survive every day. But here's the thing. Normal human behavior does not tend to want to go in on itself. James Comey does not want to reopen this. It is not helpful for him politically to be revisiting this. It's not going to help him keep his job, for instance, if Hillary Clinton gets elected, for him to bring charges against her in the 11th hour. The reason he cleared it in July, most likely, was because he got a firm no from Loretta Lynch on any possibility of indictment. Like, she was not going to pursue it no matter what he sent her way. And he thought, why drive head on into a brick wall? We'll just say that we don't have what we need to indict her, and that'll be that. And he may not have. The bleach bit emails may not have been reconstructed well enough to pursue the case. But if this turns out, what they have gotten off of Huma's computer turns out to actually be the original 33,000 emails that were deleted by Clinton and company, that's a game changer. And you know what? If he doesn't report it, if he doesn't pursue it, somebody will. They're not going to remain confidential very long. So now that he may have actual evidence in actual possession, he's going to have to go down this path, and he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to be pursuing this, not 10 days before an election. He's going to get blamed. If she loses, he's going to be the scapegoat. Oh, you handed it to Trump. If she wins, his life is it's scorched earth with her. He'll be lucky to be breathing when she's done with him. You want to go see conspiracies? Go look at all the people that have been around the Clintons that are now no longer breathing. That's just what I'll say. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Brought to you tonight by MyPillow, as always, helping you get the best night's sleep, 800-506-2641.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Live shot of New York City if you're watching on Biz TV. A very busy Times Square tonight. It's a little bit on the chilly side. We finally got some fall rolling in. Although, you know, I was on the Facebook earlier today. You know how the Facebook says, hey, 2 years ago you had this memory and 5 years ago that. So they showed me a memory from 5 years ago in my Facebook account, and it was a video that I had put up. Evidently, it was snowing on this date 5 years ago. Because I was looking out the front door of our house, and there were these big fat flakes coming down here at the end of October. Not that way. In fact, it's not really gotten all that cold until just the last couple of days, and it's not even that cold compared to what it will be yet to come. So I hope that your fall is off to a good start, and I hope that you'll keep it with us. You were only 10 days from the election. Being only 10 days away from the election and so much riding on it, and who knows what the outcome will actually be. But this next week, you know, and I say this in my piece that I wrote. It'll be on townhall.com at midnight tonight Eastern Time. You can also read it at thebingethinker.com, where I posted it earlier this afternoon. But you know that every minute that goes by, that and Hillary and company don't know what Jim Comey has, you know that there's a little piece of their soul that's just dying every second. Like, oh my gosh, is this it? Am I finally getting knifed? Is this what's going down? Are they gonna chop our heads off because they finally figured us out? And I gotta say, I kind of hope that they do. I hope that whatever's there is clear. It says definitively, one way or the other, this is what she did. And we can finally, like, put to rest the whole Clinton. I just think it's time for them to retire and go away. I'm tired of them. And we need new ideas. We need new blood. We need some different approaches to things. And I don't think a private sector approach like what Donald Trump's going to bring is going to be all that bad. I actually think it'll be rather helpful to have, like, projects, for example, be done on time and under budget and to the client's demands. That's a good lesson for us all to learn. Anyway, Kevin McCullough saying thank you. And thank you to Mike Lindell. If you happen to watch the Trump rally tomorrow in Washington, D.C., he's going to be one of the speakers there. It's his great program at MyPillow that, of course, helps us stay on the air. And if you would like the wonderful guarantee that you're going to get the best sleep of your life, call and get a premium pillow tonight. They're going to give you a second of the same value at no additional cost. And then they're going to throw in two of those little go-anywhere pillows. Those are a lifesaver. You take them to a hotel, you put them on top of the other pillows, they give you the same technology. They custom fit to your neck. They make sure that your neck stays supported. You get the best night's sleep. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. Calling that number will get you four for the price of just one. 800-506-2641 when you call, 800-506-2641. And Kevin McCullough saying, always appreciate you being here. And please tell your friends, even past the election, we're going to have every Saturday, the biggest news of the week is what we cover here, and it's what we're going to want to focus on when you come and join us. And we want to have fun while we do it, too. We don't want to be wearing tinfoil hats and talking about, you know, whether or not Martians are going to invade. And if that's your own personal opinion, that's not an insult. So we'll pick that up at a later date, I assure you. Anyway, Kevin McCullough saying thanks so much for being with us live from New York on this and every Saturday night here on Radio Night Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores allowed to eat. Yummy!